Hi, it's Mary DeMuth, and this is the Pray Every Day show, where I pray you through scripture verse by verse. If this is your first time listening, basically what we do here is we read through scripture, and then I pray that scripture for you, and it's as simple as that. You can listen to it on any device, including an Alexa. So if you have one of those in your home, you can go to the Alexa skills part of Amazon and ask for Pray Every Day, and then you can listen to this in that way, which I think would be super cool. So I don't have an Alexa, but if I did, I think that would be cool. It might be weird for me to listen to my voice every day, but you get the gist. We are reading the scriptures from the Seven Deadly Friendships, which released at the beginning of this month, and these are all relational scriptures, so praying for you for your relationships. This is from Psalm 1. And this is in the Holman Christian Standard Bible, HCSB. And some of you may be wondering, why does she keep changing translations? And the answer is for copyright reasons. So you can only quote for a certain amount of time, and then you have to pay. So I don't want to pay, so I'm just using all different kinds of versions, which has been actually a really great exercise. So Psalm 1 says this in the HCSB. How happy is the man who does not follow the advice of the wicked, or take the path of sinners, or join a group of mockers. Instead, his delight is in the Lord's instruction, and he meditates on it day and night. He is like a tree planted beside streams of water that bears its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever he does, he prospers. The wicked are not like this. Instead, they are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not survive the judgment, and sinners will not be in the community of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to ruin. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, there are two ways highlighted in chapter 1 of the Psalm, Psalm 1, and one is the happy way and one is the non-happy way. And Lord, I pray that we would be choosing to walk the happy way. Happy is the person who does not follow the advice of the wicked. So Lord, we don't want to listen to the advice of the wicked. And you know, it's easy to say, well, I don't really listen to the advice of the wicked. Well, actually, when we are giving social media and news entities and all sorts of things like that access and full access to our emotions, our heart, and our mind, we are allowing the media to influence our thoughts more than we are allowing the Word of God to influence our thoughts. And so, Lord, help us to have a media break. Help us to listen to the advice of you, godly people, your Word, instead of the common quote-unquote wisdom of this world. Lord, forgive us for valuing the world's wisdom over your powerful and amazing wisdom. Forgive us for thinking that the world's wisdom trumps yours, because that's simply not true. Lord, we also don't want to join a group of mockers, and I can't think of a better way to look at this but that to look at social media of people yelling and screaming at each other back and forth, where nothing is getting accomplished and we're just trumpeting our own views, thinking ours is the only right one. This is not discourse. This is not kindness. This is not sitting around a table having an intelligent conversation. This is just yelling. It's mocking. So forgive us for that and help us to refrain from that. Help us instead to bring life to conversations. Help us instead to do face-to-face with people. Help us instead to encourage each other in different ways. Lord, help us to delight in your instruction, which is so cool. I really want to do that. To meditate on it day and night, to really think about what you have to say. We want to be trees planted beside streams of water. And I have this little place in my neighborhood where there's this little body of water and there's all these amazing tall trees next to it. It's a beautiful picture of prosperity. Lord, we want prosperity of the soul. We want to be planted in a soil that is being continually watered by the spring of life. You are that river of life, Jesus. You are the living water. We need you every single day. We don't want our leaves to wither. We want to prosper in what we do in our work and in our families. And so, Lord, we don't want to be like the chaff that the wind blows away. We want to We want to be people who are faithful to you, steadfast to you, that we worship you day and night, meditating, loving, and focusing on you. So, Lord, if we have been like Peter, looking at the waves around us instead of looking into your eyes, help us to lift our gaze today. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you so much for listening to Pray Every Day. You are a huge blessing to this podcast. Also, thanks to Thomas Umstadt, who is one of the people who encouraged me to start this podcast. He has been a great cheerleader and mentor and friend. And so if you have a chance to check out his stuff, it's thomasumstadt.com. Just, he has no idea I'm doing this, and he listens to the podcast every day. So hi, Thomas. And I hope you have an amazing day. You are loved by your creator, my dear, dear friend.